all those niggers worked in tobacco factories and traded with us and traded for the wheat. And they all paid good. Then after a while, I think it's where Frosty Martin is. There was a furnace.
Yeah.
Iron furnace.
Uh-huh.
And all day, most of the men that worked there were Negroes. And they traded. And then we had we had a bunch of white people. See, there were two factories down there. There was a shirt factory and a pants factory. Well, and the first the shirt factory was a cigar factory. And then
was that what became the Bruton factory over there, or was it different? That Bruton snuff factory over here on just a couple streets over, was that cigars before it was snuff?
No,
that was a different thing.
They're wearing cigars, but I don't know whether there's a cigar factory in Anna, maybe a small one, but this was a big one.
This was a big one.
And after they quit and left here, the shirt factory went in there. And they made shirts and pants. And then the other factory made pants and coats. And then the war come on. And they made army clothes, and navy clothes.
First, this is the First World War then? Or the second?
World War II.
The big one.
Yeah, of course, there wasn't one factory in World War I.
That's right, yeah.
And, I mean, at that kind of tobacco factory.
Yeah, about all the money back then in the town was tobacco then.
Most of the money comes from tobacco.
And what kind of stuff did you sell in your store?
Well, just general groceries. Meat.
Now, what kind of meat, what cuts of meat did you sell?
Oh, we sell
all kinds.
When my husband was able to work, we bought a whole cow. And he cut it up.
Yeah.
We had meat blocks and electric saw meal to grind the hamburger and sausage. And
did he cut it himself? Did he do the butcher work himself?
Me and him done it all.
Well,
my oldest son, Mary Ann's grandfather, when he finished school in 1925, high school, and he wasn't able to send him to college, and he, where'd you put your car in there?
Oh, no, I'm down here, right down here.
So well, my son-in-law come in pretty quick.
Yeah, right. Because I've got my truck's parked right out here, so I didn't park in here because Phyllis pulled in, but then she left. So,
well, and I couldn't cut beef very good. You know, I could after he cut it up. I'd cut roast, and then we sold pork, and we sold country meat, hams, and his brother, Dr. Morgan Stanley, he raised me, and he used to have the best hams, and we'd buy hams, maybe 2 dozen hams at a time.
Is that right?
And he would kill a lot of hogs, and then he'd buy hogs and hams from other folks and ship them. He used to, big contractors would buy them to give their workers at Christmas time. And I've known him at time things were cheap to ship $1,000 worth of hams. In New Orleans, St. Louis, Michigan, just anywhere people that knew him.